get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, this is the Tim Show because we're going to talk about the foolproof WordPress update process to avoid disasters. If you've ever updated your WordPress website without a backup and your site's crashed, you'll know what I'm talking about. So we're going to dive deep into this. Tim has written a great article over at DiviLife.com, which is his Divi product business that we will link in the show notes as well. But I'm pretty much going to sit back, relax, and listen to Tim teach you how to not make disasters with your WordPress website.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, this right here, the steps that I'm going to outline here is exactly why you need to communicate to your clients that a professional should be handling their website updates and everything. And so you can let them know, like, there's all these different steps that you have to follow to avoid bringing your website to a screeching halt, or having something else go wrong. And so you can let them know, like, these are the steps I follow, and this is why you should hire me to do it for you. And so the first step, actually, before you even do a backup of a live site, is you test the update in a staging environment. Now, you don't always have this luxury depending on what hosting you have, but if you can, we highly, highly, highly recommend it. So for example, WP Engine and Flywheel Hosting both have one-click staging. And so you basically can copy your live site to a staging environment. And you want to do that so you have the most up-to-date version of your site in the staging environment. And then you can test everything without the fear of messing something up. And so you can do the updates. You can, you know, go through, update WordPress, update your theme, update, you know, whatever it is that you need to update. And then you can test everything in the staging environment, looking at the major pages and testing out the functionality. So functionality being like forms or the e-commerce checkout and different things, looking at on different devices. And you can do that all on the staging, right? So say everything goes correct on that end. Now, the next thing you do is you go and actually do a current live backup of your live website. And so you want to make sure that the backup is fully done. And so depending on how you're doing your backup, whether you're using the backup at the hosting side of things or you're doing a plugin and everything, you want to make sure you have a solid backup. Now, one thing that's kind of an optional step that sometimes I recommend, depending on what you're updating, is download the version you have of the theme or plugin that you're updating in order to do a quick revert. So say, for example, you are doing a update to WooCommerce, and it's a major update, and that WooCommerce is a major part of your site. Or say, for example, you're updating your theme or page builder. That's a major part of your site. Well, what you can do is download a current version, the version that you have that works, so that you can quickly revert back without having to do a full like backup revert. And so it's a little bit quicker process, especially if you have a lot of traffic and everything. So like, for example, David and I with our e-commerce stores, we can do an update, but say we have to revert back. If someone buys something or leaves a comment or does something on the site, and then we revert that backup, well, we might have just lost whatever just happened in that time, and all of a sudden their purchase is nowhere to be found. And so depending on the site, I try to use the backup revert as kind of the last, like, that's like the last line of attack, basically, to revert back to what I need. And so what I prefer doing is having whatever major plugins and stuff, having those handy. So if I need to revert back to the current version that I know works, I can do that quickly. And so again, it's optional, but it can be really helpful. And so then after you do that, you have the backups, different types of backups. Well, then you actually do the update on the live site, and then you test some more, right? So you, even though you did all the testing in the staging environment, you want to do the testing in on the live site too, because for example, staging sites typically don't have caching. going on it. And so you might have some sort of a cache conflict with the new versions of the software that you just updated. So if you follow those steps, you can avoid disasters and you'll have the necessary things to revert back if there is a disaster. And so those are the steps that we follow with our companies. Now, as I mentioned, David and I, we have e-commerce sites. We get decent traffic. We have sales coming through, customers using our products. And so there's not a lot of room for error compared to maybe a small website, a mom and pop brochure style website that doesn't get a lot of traffic. There's no advanced functionality. Well, you know, you can maybe get away with not testing on the staging environment first, but you always want to have a backup for sure before you do any type of updates. So those are kind of the steps. David, anything to add to that?
I don't think so, man. You pretty much covered it all really well. Like I said, we're going to link in the show notes to a blog post article that Tim wrote kind of outlining the steps in this process. And I agree. Take it to your customers. You know, security updates and backups are huge. Needs to be done by a professional. Go create a new recurring revenue stream for your business. Tomorrow in episode 655, we return to our virtual studio series. We're going to talk about our desks and mounting setup and why we chose the ones we chose. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.